Morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, and working together to keep you on the move, and also First Baptist Church and Tallgrass Motors. We'll talk things over with Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Sherry Wilt in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, Sherry Wilt in this morning, and we are counting down the days toward Christmas time, and I have no doubt that chamber bucks are going out the front door.
They are. We are selling lots of chamber bucks, and we love that because that keeps the money here in town. If you don't know what chamber bucks are, they're just like a check, and you can spend them at any of our chamber member businesses. We have about 70 on the list. We have obviously a lot more members than that, but retailers, restaurants, service industries, those types of places.
So if your church is a chamber member, I suppose you could
put it in the offering plate, I guess, would like. But you can spend them, like I said, at those members, and the point of them is to support our chamber members, but to also keep the money local, and that's so important, especially this holiday season with, you know, all the cyber shopping, and, you know, I understand that's a new wave, but we also need, you know, sales tax dollars here at home to as much as we can.
Only anecdotally, but it appeared Small Business Saturday was successful locally.
That's kind of what I heard. So I was out a little bit in it. There seemed like there was lots of people in and out of the stores, so that was exciting to see. It's fun to see true local-owned small businesses have the support of people and coming in. And that's where you find unique things, one-of-a-kind things that you're not going to find at, you know, your big box stores and things. And not to downplay our big box stores, because they are, you know, sometimes people like to, I'm not going to go to the big box store. But, you know, that's a lot of sales tax to our community.
It is.
It's important.
Well, last night with a 90-minute plus, meeting downtown on the phase two.
Yes.
And, of course, there are more hurdles on that to clear. But one step along the way is, didn't mention a brand name per se. But if you look at the GBT website, and he did mention sporting goods, there's kind of only one or two sporting goods people that they seem to deal with on a regular basis. You can put one and one together.
Yes, you can. I can't comment much more. But I will say that sporting goods is one of our, when they did a retail study, when the BDA had looked at where a lot of our leakage was, that was one of the top, and when I'm saying leakage, places, you know, people, they go other places for those. There's not a lot here to choose from in that regard. So that would be huge. And once again, people need to remember, you know, we're a pass-through for Southeast Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have more to keep them here and not just pass through, they're going to stay here. Why do they want to drive another 40 minutes to Owosso or wherever if we've got what, you know, a lot of the same things Owosso has? So I had a business, it was a children's clothing store for about 5 years, and it was amazing. Probably 25% or more of my traffic was from Southeast Kansas, and they were some of my best customers. So we cannot take the value of that, as well as, you know, Pawhuska and some of our other areas that surround us. But, you know, we're going to be the trade center. And in order for us to be that trade center, we've got to have more offerings. That was very, very obvious in several studies that have been done.
Well, and I mean, you look at it at the prom season. We're not having prom that night, but you see couples in tux and nice, you know, prom clothes. Where are they from? They're from those schools, you know, that are out for eating prom dinner here, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah, it works, you know.
It is. It's just important that people understand, you know, and we want our community to grow. We want it to grow responsibly, but we want it to grow. We want people, somebody that spoke last night was talking about, they have a business on the south end of town. He goes in at 5 o'clock, you can just see the cars just pouring out. 8 o'clock, you can see them pouring in. These people work here, but they don't live here. And there's certain reasons why sometimes you don't. You've got a spouse that works in Tulsa and you work here. I mean, it's a good compromise to, you know, kind of live in the middle.
Sure.
But there's a lot of people that do just work here, but they're commuting every day back and forth. Why? Well, once again, BDA did a study. They had a consulting company come in, and they looked at different focus groups and things. I'm not going to all the details, but it was obvious why a lot of people weren't. It was the lack of some of the offerings.
Yeah.
And so now that we're making progress, it's always painful to grow and change, and but I think it's going to be really good for the community. So
okay. We'll see how that develops. And again, they've got other hurdles, Army Corps of Engineers and other things yet to do.
And they're following all the permits. They are following all the the things set out statewide, federal-wise, city-wise, local-wise. They're going by what they're supposed to be doing. When the Corps of Engineers clears and says, yes, you're good for a permit, good.
They want everything else done.
Yes, yeah. They have studied everything. They know. So, we're excited about it as a chamber. We are excited about the growth.
Okay, well, we're going to take a short break, and I know there are a couple of chamber-sponsored events that we need to talk about, as well as, of course, by Bartlesville and... I can't think of the deed that goes with Dewey. Destination Dewey for the alliteration on your...
Oh,
on
shop,
your
Bartlesville Shop Dewey.
This one, yeah. Okay. I thought it was a B and a B and a D and a D. Anyway, we'll continue with Sherry Wilton in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and Sherry, you've got the Attorney General coming to town, right?
We do. We have Attorney General Scott Pruitt coming on December the 8th. He'll be at Tri-County Tech. He's here for our Eggs and Issues Politics Over Breakfast.
That's Thursday morning, Friday? I'm not sure.
It's December 8th.
Okay.
I think it is it's Thursday, yes, because the 7th is something else, and it's a Wednesday. Yes. So anyhow, he is coming December 8th. It's 7:30 to 8 is the breakfast buffet, kind of mingling, the networking time, and then he'll be speaking from 8 to 9. And it should be very interesting, especially with some of the changes happening federally, on the federal government-wise, and just a lot of the lawsuits he's been involved in. It's interesting. I don't know if I want to talk about that, but it's just interesting he's been... possibly tap for the EPA.
He's one of three people that the president-elect has been talking to from the state of Oklahoma.
Yes. So that should be interesting because he's sued the EPA several times, along with a lot of other states, not just Oklahoma. But this may be our last time to have him here as Attorney General, if that should play out. So he's a very, very interesting speaker. He's easy to follow, to understand, and a lot of times he'll weave history, which is, I love history, it's fascinating, into a lot of what he's talking about, and just, update us on some of the things that the state's trying to fight to make business easier for our businesses and make life easier just for individuals in general. So he's always a very good speaker. So come out for that. Like I said, it's December 8th, and it's out at Tri-County at their event center. So.
Make a reservation now?
Yes. You can do that online, bartlesville.com, and just register online, or if you just would rather call, we can get you signed up that way.
918-336-8708.
You are Rain Man. Yes. Can you do that with every guest?
What else is coming up on the chamber calendar?
Let's see. Tomorrow, yes, December 1st. I cannot believe it is December.
Yes, it is.
Wow. I don't know where the year went. December 1st
one
is...
One day at a time.
I know.
But that's a separate TV show.
That is. December 1st is our next Business After Hours. It's always the first Thursday of every month. And that's going to be held this month at Cherokee Casino Ramona. And they always have a very nice one. They always do our December one. And they have an area blocked off for us and have a great spread and just a lot of fun. And, this after hours, whole point of that is to give our members opportunities to connect, to meet other members, to try to start forming those relationships, to let them know what your business is, who you are, what you do.
I thought it was just an opportunity for them to get more green tickets, but I guess, whatever.
Well, that too, but, So anyhow, after hours, and you're always so good to point out, so I'll beat you to the punch, but After hours is for any chamber member, not just the owner. So if you are the owner of the company or the manager or whatever, but you can't attend, or even if you can't attend, bring some of your employees. Sometimes they're the best representation of your company. They love to talk about where they work and what they do. And so it's open to really any employees of any chamber member business. And if someone's not a chamber member, we'd still like to invite you to come out, check it out. Sometimes it's nice to kind of take things for a test drive, so to speak, kick the tires and see if it's a good fit for you. And we'd love to have you. You're more than welcome to come. And we'd love to opportunity to talk to you about what the chamber does and being a member of the chamber if you would be interested.
And I know different organizations' years kind of work on a calendar year, fiscal year. Some people, you know, it's July to June. Other, it's September to or October to September. But the point is, the start of a new year is kind of a good time to say, do I want to be a chamber member?
Exactly. Now, if you do it in December, if you need some tax write-offs or whatever. It is a business expense, so your dues could be part of your business expense. So there's a motivation to do it in December if you would like. But anyhow, another thing going on is we are finishing up our community guide. That is going to be going to the printer mid-December. We're in the final throes of proofing and all of that. And that's a gorgeous book, a publication that we put out that sells the community. We give it to all our chamber members. It lists all our members alphabetically, and then like in the back, kind of a yellow page version by business category. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It's been several months ago now, but we actually had a person walk in and they had it with them, which I thought was funny. And he said, you know, I moved here. I just wanted you guys to know, because we had sent it to him in the mail. I moved here because of this book. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. It's just a really good visual representation of our company or of our community, with a lot of information about the community, good pictures, that kind of thing. And so that was good to hear. So anyhow, that's going to be coming out. We'll be doing a delivery to all our chamber members. We do a blitz in one day with our chamber advocates, which are our volunteers and staff, and deliver those in one day to all our members. So that's coming up too in January.
And so if you are a member, if you haven't been contacted by the chamber to make sure all your information is accurate, give the chamber a call.
Most definitely, because we're like in the final stages, which all of our members should have received.
You should have,
a verification form in the mail, and we try to follow up with some of the emails and things. So yes, they had every opportunity to update their information. So, and most of our members are good to let us know if a management changed or whatever, give us information. But sometimes, you know, if you just don't think about it, we have what you've always given us. And inevitably, every year, there's something that, you know, somebody's like, oh, this is the wrong information, but they didn't let us know, so I hate that.
Well, and I'm sorry, email addresses change, websites change,
exactly.
All those other...
So if you have had a change and you're not sure, please call us and let us know before it goes to print. That would be nice.
Otherwise, you can get in early for next year.
Yes, definitely.
So again, the Attorney General and Business After Hours, just a couple of the many events, and then all of 2017.
Oh, yeah, we got lots coming up in 17. We'll kick back when we take a break in December. Things kind of slow down just a little bit because it seems like people just start taking off. Not necessarily at the chamber, but just, you know, with people we work with. But then January, we'll kick back up with our Women in Business luncheons. And in February is our Celebration of Women lunch, it's our dinner. And this is a really nice event where we honor six different women. And right now we are seeking nominations for that. You can find that on our website, but it's different women, like there's one for a nonprofit leader, an executive, the behind the scenes, that person that really runs the place and couldn't function without you, but it's not the one out there out front. Mm. So there's six different categories, and it kind of spans the gamut. And we're looking and seeking nominations right now. We have some coming in, and we honor those individuals that evening. And I think it's February. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I think it's I don't want to say
it's on the chamber calendar.
It's on the chamber calendar, and it's in February. So I think it's a Tuesday evening. But that's coming up. So if you know somebody that you would like to nominate, please let us know. It's an easy process, but we do need nominations, and we want to honor some people.
Okay. And if you have friends coming in from out of town, take them down to the chamber. You've got all those nice tourism brochures inside the front door.
The Convention and Visitor Bureau Inn is full of lots of good tourist information, and we can help you in any way.
Okay. Sherry, thank you very much for coming in all 12 months this year and giving us an update.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you all.
That's our chamber update this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. And we've got more for you coming up. News at the top of the hour. How many times this week have you asked what's the forecast for tomorrow?